from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru, 3000 Eastern Boulevard, or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
It was really, really foggy, especially between, let's say, 5 and 8 o'clock this morning. But things are getting a lot better now. We're looking at visibilities from out at the airport. 1 mile visibility at Denley Field. And certainly outside of our studios here in Midtown, we are looking a lot better. So it's going to be a very warm day today for March with a high temperature up to about 76. And that's just the start of a warm series of days. There could be some isolated showers or a thunderstorm possible later. I'm looking at a complex of storms in Arkansas that will slide southeastward through Mississippi into western Alabama by late this afternoon. And that needs to be monitored for some stronger storms as it comes into Alabama. But some of the models show that it starts to fall apart as it moves a little bit closer to us here in central Alabama. So we're going to leave at least a chance of some isolated thunderstorms late in the day today and into the evening hours tonight before ending low 59. Tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, .. It's going to be very warm for March. Highs in the upper 70s to teasing 80 degrees at times. We're stuck in a stagnant pattern with not much changes for several days. There will be a mention of showers and thunderstorms in the forecast every day, but I say that in that we have to include the possibility, but a lot of the times it'll be dry and your better rain chances are actually across the northern counties for that several day period. And not much change on Monday. And the pollen count still medium to high for the next few days. So right now this morning we have 61 already. Southwest wind to 5 miles per hour and the fog is going away. 9:03.
I thought that was a really good weather report. You truly are a professional broadcaster. There's a lot I could learn from you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But I have to say, there was one minor microaggression, and I really don't feel safe right now.
What did I say?
You said dot, dot, dot. And that just that plays on my anxiety, Rich. I don't know what's coming next.
Ditto.
Get out of here.
All right, I'll see you later.
Have a good rest of the day.
Have a good show.
News and Views begins in mere moments.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A deadly house fire is under investigation in North Montgomery County. The state fire marshal's office says one person died in the fire on Williams Drive Sunday night. That victim has not been identified. President Donald Trump has endorsed Tommy Tuberville in the U.S. Senate race. Tuberville is running against Trump's former Attorney General Jeff Sessions in the March 31st Republican runoff. Trump tweeted Tuesday night that Tuberville has his complete and total endorsement. And Montgomery will soon have another charter school. The Montgomery County School Board voted to approve Life Academy's contract. School leaders say they'll open for K through second grade in 2021 and add grades over the next 4 years. Life Academy will be Montgomery's second charter school. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meter, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year,
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right.
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10e for just $99, all on America's best networks for up to half the cost. No contract. Make that tax time money win all year long. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
The Navy Federal More Rewards American Express card transforms your everyday missions, so you can turn your commute fare,
next stop 8th Street,
into tickets for an awesome night out. And turn your grocery run into a trip to total relaxation. Get 3 times the points on supermarkets, restaurants, and on gas and transit. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Over to the Armed Forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families, insured by NCUA. American Express is a registered service mark of American Express, used by Navy Federal under license.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. A lot of news going on today. Joe Biden securing the nomination to be the presidential nominee for the Democratic Party. Even further, Biden increased his delegate lead over Sanders in Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, I believe Indiana, or no, that was Idaho, excuse me, I'm getting my acronyms wrong, in the 2020 race. And I tried to listen into Biden's victory speech, if you could call it that, and even though he says, "Oh, people thought we were dead, I'm very much alive," he still has a cadaverous look about him. You know, the scoop on Joe from behind the scenes is that he's a likable enough guy. He is easy to get along with. That's why people like Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey, I like Joe, but we're not going to let his son Hunter get away with this. We're not going to just have a country where only Republicans are investigated.
Oh, here, Lindsey. But there was a great story, and we have other news to get to, but I want to tell a story Ted Cruz shared. And this was a little insight from Senator Ted Cruz when he first started. It was in 2013. They were arguing over gun control. And Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, is up there arguing the point. They take a little bit of a break. And Ted Cruz, Senator Cruz, walks up to Senator Manchin and says, "You know, Joe, Senator Manchin, I really appreciate you sticking to policy and the facts. And we disagree on some stuff, but I appreciate you, Mr. Manchin, Senator Manchin, Joe, not making this personal, but making it about the policy disagreements." And as Cruz is talking to Manchin and complimenting Manchin for not making things personal, Cruz says he feels somebody coming up behind him. You know, somebody like,
"I got hairy legs."
And starts rubbing his shoulders and like rocking Cruz back and forth. It's Joe Biden. And Joe Biden kind of chuckles a bit like he did in that vice presidential debate in 2012. And he looks... Biden looks at Manchin and says, "Manchin, nothing worse than a smart Republican," as he's given Ted Cruz a back rub. And that's just how Biden is. He's this kind of touchy-feely guy. But these days he does, in fact, and Trump can really name him, look sleepy. He does look sleepy. Speaking of the president, news for us here in Alabama made by the president last night. I just finished up dinner, got home, and I see it break on Twitter.
You know, people say, Mr. Trump, would you, Ms. President Trump, please stop tweeting. Stop tweeting. I say, keep on tweeting, even if it drives people crazy. Here's what Trump tweeted last night, just before 9 p.m. Tommy Tuberville is running for the U.S. Senate from the great state of Alabama. That's right, President Trump. Tommy was a terrific head football coach at Auburn University. He is a real leader, spelled in all caps, who will never let MAGA, CAG, or our country down. Tommy will protect your Second Amendment, which is under siege, is strong on crime and the border, and truly loves our military and our vets. He will be a great senator for the people of Alabama. Coach Tommy Tuberville, a winner, has my complete and total endorsement. I love Alabama. Well, there you have it, folks. The President of the United States has thrown his full support behind Tommy Tuberville, candidate for Senate, Coach Tuberville. This is after Super Tuesday, where Trump, the morning after Super Tuesday, took a shot at Jeff Sessions, but all he did was retweet that Tommy Tuberville had made it into the runoff against former Attorney General and former Senator Jeff Sessions. And he reminded people of why he's unhappy with Jeff Sessions, having all to do with the recusal and really the Trump administration being held back for 2 years with the cloud of the Mueller investigation over their head. Now, some might persist, including Jeff Sessions himself, that he had to recuse himself. And maybe that is, in fact, the case. But given what has happened over these last few years, it does not seem that Donald Trump is ready to support Jeff Sessions in any way. And he's gone beyond just criticizing Sessions. Again, Donald Trump, President of these United States, has endorsed Tommy Tuberville for Senate. So we shall see what that does for the voters out there. I believe Tommy Tuberville, in one of the latest public polls to be released, is leading. In fact, the Montgomery Advertiser, its top story for today, Wednesday, March 11th. Poll, Tuberville leads Sessions. Former Auburn football coach polling at 52%. Owns 12-point lead over former U.S. Senator in GOP runoff. Let me read into this here a little bit. The survey conducted by Montgomery-based polling firm Signal showed Tuberville with 52% of the vote and 40% in favor of Jeff Sessions. 9% were undecided. So I would like to hear from you folks. Tommy Tuberville should be joining the program here, News and Views, in the 11 o'clock hour. I look forward to that conversation. I'm going to ask him a little bit about what I consider lame punches being thrown his way about him not living or being a true Alabamian. But I want to give him a chance to speak to that. But then I would like to get into some policy issues, as well as this endorsement by the president that happened just last night. But I'd like to hear about some of the issues policy-wise that are on our plate today. But if you are swayed, or you really now are in the camp of Tommy Tuberville because of Donald Trump's endorsement, give me a call, 272-9228, 272-9228. Or if Trump's endorsement does not sway you, that you are still in the Jeff Sessions camp, you're still going with Jeff Sessions, give me a call, 272-9228. So, one of the big policy issues in front of us today is being brought to light by Senators Rand Paul and Mike Lee. Coming up this Sunday, the so-called USA Freedom Act. The way they name these things, Ayn Rand was right. It's the opposite of what the law actually claims to be titled. But the USA Freedom Act, it gives all sorts of authorities for the FISA Court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or the FISC. And there's been a late-night compromise bill backed by the Attorney General, William Barr. And it was all done in the House without any input from senators. And the senators who have been most dogged on this issue for years, and I consider myself in that camp, this whole Russia saga, the abuse of the surveillance powers of the United States for political gain, and for essentially hamstringing a president, a sitting president, with surveillance powers and constant leaks, should be more than a partisan point.
In fact, I've been worried about this since 2013. Not when Joe Biden was rubbing Ted Cruz's back, but when Edward Snowden leaked what, in fact, the U.S. government has been up to with spying on American citizens. And it's out of 2013 that you got the USA Freedom Act. But Rand Paul is knocking this last-minute deal in the House to reauthorize the expiring intelligence programs, saying it's reforms to the court created by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act fall way short. The deal on FISA is weak sauce, diluted and made impotent by AG Barr, writes Rand Paul. None of the reforms prevent secret FISA court from abusing the rights of Americans. None of the reforms prevent a president of either party from a politically motivated investigation. Big disappointment. That is what Rand Paul tweeted early Tuesday evening. His comments come after House lawmakers announced on Tuesday that they had struck an agreement ahead of this March 15th deadline for the expiring provisions of the USA Freedom Act. It's a 2015 law that overhauled the country's intelligence programs. Now, some of these things in this agreement are good, but I agree with Rand Paul as well as Mike Lee, they don't go far enough. The agreement includes more privacy protections and transparency in the FISA court process, including requiring legal representation for an individual targeted if the government's application, quote, presents exceptional concerns about the First Amendment rights of U.S. persons, end quote. You know, just hearing that language, and I'm just reacting here in real time, folks, that doesn't sound like a good enough standard. So only for First Amendment concerns does somebody get legal representation in the super secret court. What about Fourth Amendment concerns? And that is what Rand Paul and Mike Lee, and actually many people who are on and following the Russiagate story, people like Greg Jarrett, Sarah Carter, John Solomon, people you're seeing, say, on Sean Hannity or Laura Ingraham at night on Fox, they're all saying, in fact, we should go as far as Rand Paul and Mike Lee want, that you cannot use this court, this Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, to spy on Americans. If you want to tap the phones or looking to the phone records or gain information on American citizens, go to a regular public court, a judge, and ask for that information. Now, proponents of FISA and how it currently works will say, well, that'll give the game away. We have to do these things in secret. We have to do these things with the FISA court. But I just don't think it's enough. As Mike Lee said, quote, based on early drafts of it, the deal here, and the reauthorization of many of these FISA programs, I don't like it at all. Because of this tight time frame to get the legislation through Congress, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is going to need consent from every senator to speed up consideration of the bill, and it is likely that Paul and Lee will try to push changes or force a lapse of the expiring USA Freedom provisions. So, that's what I'm hoping. Push this further. Like, we've been yelling and screaming, bitching and moaning, wailing and gnashing teeth now for 2.5 going on 3 years about how the president's campaign and the president's sitting president was spied on. And this is the weak sauce you give us. This is what makes me worry, that we're not actually rooting out the so-called deep state. All we're doing is changing the scenery without chipping at the foundation. If you continue with these programs in the way they were abused, you will continue to have political investigations. If we don't slap people on the wrist hard, and I hope to God U.S. Attorney John Durham will slap people on the wrist very hard, hopefully with handcuffs. But if we don't do that to people who abuse these programs for presidential electoral politics, then good luck having any trust in this country's democratic process. Good luck. You can yell and scream about the Russians undermining American democracy all you want. But if the intelligence community is able to work with, in particular, one party or certain aspects of both parties, in order to jimmy the system and rig the system against anybody who might be an outsider, that's not freedom. That's not democracy. And it violates the Bill of Rights. And we should take the Fourth Amendment just as seriously as we take the First and Second Amendment. It's time we do clean house. So if the Attorney General of the United States, William Barr, who I've appreciated on many fronts in his tenure, but if he and the president and the leadership in the House, looking at you, Nancy Pelosi, as well as the leadership in the Senate, balk, take their foot off the rubber on this one issue, then I'll just, all my suspicions of how I shouldn't and nobody should have faith in you folks will be confirmed. And they'll use fear. They'll push and push and push that you can't reform these things in a serious way. It'll leave us unsafe. Well, they said that about the Nunes memo. They said that about declassifying the FISA application on Carter Page, which gave us all this information. They say that every time they don't want to give up the goods. So I guess we're going to have to drag them kicking and screaming. And I hope Rand Paul, Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, anybody up there who somewhat actually believes in liberty instead of just giving lip service to it, holds the leadership's feet to the fire. Because if you actually want to root out the deep state and drain the swamp, so to speak, it doesn't mean giving more and more unchecked power to the executive branch to spy on American citizens in secret. No matter how many checks and balances you put into your secret process. You've broken your trust with the American people and the public. Why should we allow you to do more in secret? Let it expire. Then we'll have a real debate over security and over these powers. You know, many have said this Russia thing, and Durham, we're waiting on him to really confirm this, is a bigger scandal than Watergate. Russiagate is bigger than Watergate. Well, after Watergate, we got a lot of these surveillance reforms. People were worried about a paranoid like Nixon, somebody who knew where all the levers of government, like Nixon, what he would do unchecked with the FBI and the CIA. But Nixon never could have dreamed of having the abilities we currently have now. So if this scandal is bigger than Watergate, where are reforms to match the bigness? I hope the Senate moves on this. 272-9228. Looking forward to talking to Tommy Tuberville. I would love to hear y'all's take on the president's endorsement. Joe Biden again taking in more delegates. He says he's very much alive, but that remains to be seen as the grueling campaign ahead moves forward. 272-9228. This hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Folks, if you're a News and Views listener, you can get 40% off on video transfers to digital format. That does not include films, but if you have old videotapes, VHS, even Betamax, and you'd like to get them put into a digital format to preserve them and those memories, call Dan Black Studios at 279-6036, 279-6036. Tell them you're a News and Views listener, and you'll get that 40% off on those video transfers. Thank you to Dan Black and Dan Black Studios for being great sponsors here of News and Views. More News and Views when we come back. 272-9228.
Place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Folks, this part of News and Views is brought to you by New Look Decorating Center, the Benjamin Moore Authorized New Look Decorating Center. They're located at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into Atlanta Highway. And so if you are looking for any paint supplies, stain supplies for the interior or exterior of your home, New Look Decorating Center is the place to go. You can call them at 271-0007, 271-0007. But I really do suggest stop by that showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway and say hello to, Brian Carr, the owner, president, paint specialist, as well as Brett Lanham, manager and paint specialist. I've never seen anybody as passionate about paint as Brett Lanham. So you know you're in the right hands. So, and if you feel inspired to redo that kitchen, the bedroom, the exterior of your home, and you don't want to do the whole, say, interior, all of a sudden, you want to have that consistency, well, Brett Lanham and the team, Brian Carr and the team, they can give you consistency throughout the house while you renovate, repaint one room, and they can make your inspiration, you might just have a general idea, a reality. And when you use New Look Decorating, you know they're local. So they'll know your name. They'll keep your information on file so you can go back again and again. And remember, hey, what's the exact type of paint or stain I use? They'll have that on file. Check out New Look Decorating Center today, 271-0007. Again, their location is 6237 Atlanta Highway here in Montgomery. Be sure to tell them that News and Views sent you.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Shop the best sale of the season. Save 25 to 75% on hundreds of gift items, home decor ideas, and floral supplies. Join us Saturday, March 21st for designer demos and music by Brian Brantley. Refreshments, door prizes, and doorbusters available. Don't miss our spring open house, March 19th through 21st, for huge savings on our already low outlet prices. Your best deal can be found at Cafco Outlet, Montgomery's favorite outlet store, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Freedom. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. If you want to get it on the program. 272-9228.
Folks, are you feeling achy? Like a persistent pain, maybe in your lower back or mid back? Is it a bulging disc? Maybe there's a crick in your neck that you just can't get out. Or maybe when you walk, you get a stinging pain that goes down your leg, feels like a pinched nerve. Whatever your pain problem, your chronic issue that's troubling you, whether from an accident or just working hard for years and years, you need to stop by and see Dr. Tom. Dr. Tom Pershing. He's at 75928 Tallahassee Highway in Wetumpka, Alabama. So you're in the Wetumpka area, you need to stop by, see Dr. Tom, and use his chiropractic expertise to take care of those aches and pains. Their number is 514-7600, 514-7600. Set up a first appointment. He'll go through. Dr. Tom will look at your history, what's been going on in your life, a little bit of family history to understand what he's working with, who he's working with. And then he can offer you initial treatments on that first visit. Then often he'll get you set up on a program to fix whatever is ailing you. They have laser therapy technology as well as spine decompression, which is a great alternative to fixing bulging discs as opposed to actually going under the knife. But they have much, much more than that there. But it all depends on what is troubling you. So check out Dr. Tom Pershing today. If you are having any aches and pains, especially those terrible back pains, you don't want to do surgery. You want to try something a little better than that. Again, he's located in Wetumpka, Alabama at 75928 Tallahassee Highway. Give him a call today. Be sure to tell Dr. Tom that Joey from the radio sent you. 514-7600, 514-7600. Let's go to our phones now, 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Flower Child.
Hey, Flower Child. You were the person I thought of last night when I saw the president's tweet. I'm like,
I saw that tweet too, and I was just devastated. I don't understand it. I mean, even if he wanted to say what he said about Sessions, why not back Bradley Byrne?
I think Trump was early on, not in a full-throated way, but there's a reason. For instance, Trump did his best Oprah impersonation at the State of the Union. Remember the little girl who got the scholarship?
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
That was Bradley Byrne's bill that Trump was promoting, the Opportunity Scholarship stuff. And then also at that Victory Lap press conference, which the Byrne campaign took advantage of in their ads. But Bradley Byrne, great place, Alabama, great place. Bradley Byrne.
Yeah, I know. Guy. Well, you know, more than a month ago when President Trump tweeted out a poll where Sessions was leading just, like 5 points over Tuberville, mm-hmm. and then Bradley was down there. But, he tweeted the one with Sessions. But I'm still going to vote. You wanted to know. I'm still going to vote for Sessions.
Okay.
I still think he's the right guy. And one other thing I wanted to bring up, how Biden's always being tough, like let's do push-ups and go outside behind the bar.
I'm going to take you behind the gym.
Oh. And
do what, Joe?
Everything else. Did you see how his wife had to defend him on stage from those anti-dairy people?
Yeah.
He was as stiff as a board. There was no reaction time whatsoever. The wife,
I wonder if Dr. Jill Biden is actually administering any care for Joe.
No, she's a PhD doctor.
PhD doctor, okay.
Yeah, she's not a medical doctor.
It's just funny when people, even if I had a PhD, I don't know if I would call myself doctor unless I had, an MD.
Yeah, well.
Or a D, was it DO? Also is the other one?
Yeah, the other one is a doctor of osteopath or something like that. But
so
anyway.
You're unmoved by the president's endorsement of Tommy Tuberville?
No, I'm not. I'm in it for the long run for Sessions, I just believe he's better for the state of Alabama, and he knows us better, and he's more of a known product as a senator for Alabama than Tuberville is, even though I am a big War Eagle person. Does Auburn play Wednesday night or Friday night? Do you know?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Yeah, well. Anyway, I just think they need to make a meme of Joe Biden cowering behind his wife.
And what is it with these dairy folks? Is Joaquin Phoenix running like a super secret ring of protesters to go out there and freak people out?
You know, that almost looks staged to me. I don't know. It was an odd, I mean, maybe something else, you know, but anti-dairy, I mean, you're really going to, I would think there'd be bigger, crazier people than on the subject of anti-dairy.
Well, I wouldn't mind if I was running for president to free the Tatas folks to come and protest. I don't know about the dairy folks, though.
Yeah. Let me tell you one other meme that I've seen that is so cute. There's in the one side of the refrigerator, there's a Corona bottle with wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And then on the split side of the refrigerator is all the other condiments, you know, staying away from it. You get it?
I do.
I thought that was funny. So Dan's version of a Corona's virus antidote.
But well, I've been drinking a couple anyway, just in spite of the news cycle. But Flower Child, we got other calls here. I got to run.
I know. Well, just ask them some questions now. Bye.
Oh, that's the plan. 272-9228. And if y'all have any specific questions you'd like me to ask Tommy Tuberville, give me a call. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Jim.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I just turned you on. There is Tuberville coming on your show?
At 11 or so, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Were you shocked about last night?
I was a bit surprised to see it that forceful and full-throated of an endorsement, yes.
Yeah. Well, Bernie's, he's done. I mean, it's over with. He didn't even have any kind of, you know, canceled.
Oh, you're talking about Biden. And
yeah,
I was talking about the president endorsing Tuberville. Talking about two different things.
Really, yeah, I was going to vote for Tuberville anyways. But it's over for Bernie. He might as well just pack it in. I mean, something's going on. Even your buddy Andrew Yang sold out.
Oh, no. What did Yang
do? Did you see him? He was on CNN endorsing Biden.
Oh, Lord.
He was on there with his wife. You didn't see it?
No, I don't watch CNN. It brought some brains in.
But anyway, they had him on there with his little panel, and he's endorsing Biden now. You know, what a hypocrite.
I know. It's just, and what's funny to me, Jim, is everybody was really scared of Bernie leading. And so everybody got behind Biden, and I'm pretty sure Barack Obama is making some calls behind the scenes. It's not just Joe. And now that it's very clear Biden is going to win this thing, he's at 846, Sanders at 684, and they need 1,991 delegates to win.
Yeah.
They're freaking out now, though.
The primary is going to be even worse than this
one. Well, and they're freaking out now because Biden, he says he's very much alive, but the guy does not look good.
No, he's got problems. And when it starts coming out, when he starts seeing things and talking to people that aren't there, and my mom before she passed away, she had that problem, and it got to the point where she just didn't, you know.
Well, and how do you? It's tough enough in personal life, you know, dealing with that. You're losing somebody you know slowly, and I just don't know how you deal with that in the political arena. It's
when
delicate.
You've got all these things, juggling all these things at one time.
Right.
The economy, you know, the everything and the world problems and all this stuff. And how's he going to... something else is going on.
Right.
I fear. It'll tell you a lot when he picks his vice president. Because that person, if he's elected president, which I don't think he will be, but if he is, his vice president will be the next president in his term, I can tell you right now.
Wow.
4 years from now, he'll be 82,
right?
81. It'll be over with.
Either way, whether Trump wins re-election or Biden wins, let's just assume it's Biden. It'll be the oldest president ever elected.
Yeah, I was shocked that Michigan. You know, they said, that Bernie was going to get Michigan. And it wasn't even close.
No, it was sad.
So I imagine Bernie's at home right now. He knows it's over. I don't think he even came out and spoke at all yesterday after the everything. I like to see him. And now this debate coming up where they're going to sit around by themselves at a table? What
yeah,
is
and
that?
No audience. I don't mind the table approach. I actually liked it when Republicans did it in 2012. I liked the sit-down format, but no audience at all is a bit bizarre.
Yeah, and now the Biden people, they really don't even want to have it.
Right.
Yeah, why, what's the use? Why expose him to anything? He's already got it. Just don't take a chance of him mucking it up, you know?
Right. Well, Jim, I got to run. Well, appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. 272-9228, whether you want to talk about last night's results with Joe Biden slowly but surely becoming the nominee of the Democratic Party for president, or you want to talk about the president's endorsement of Tommy Tuberville? Are you with Tuberville now? Are you sticking with Jeff Sessions? Are you still undecided? Would love to know. 272-9228. More news and views when we come back.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
How would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek Wetumpka, because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers in our Minis, Money, and More giveaway. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March, when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a Mini this March, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes, and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Officially, we are still in winter for another 8 days, but it sure does feel like spring out there. In fact, today's high temperature will be a little warmer, up to about 76. Risk of showers during the daytime hours today is relatively small, but scattered showers and some thunderstorms will be roaming around this evening and tonight. Overnight low temperature 59. For tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, highs in the upper 70s each day. Spotty showers, perhaps a thunderstorm each of the 3 days, but the rain chances will be relatively small in our part of the state. And by the way, the pollen count is in the medium-high range right on through the end of the week and into the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The sun goes down on my side of town. That lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
Blue.
972-9228 if you want to get on the program.
Run down bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two.
Let's go back to the phones and talk to a very patient Bob. Hey, Bob, welcome to News and Views. Bob?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. I've had a theory for a while. I think it's been confirmed this morning by Fox. And my theory has always been that liberals don't get out and vote much. And Fox this morning said that only 13% of voters 29 and under voted for Sanders, said that they'll turn out for rallies, but they don't vote.
That is a true statement about the youth vote in general, yes.
I thought that was an interesting statistic, that they don't have any more influence than they have, because, I mean, they'll talk, but they won't take the time to show it with the ballot box.
Well, it's easy to forget if you're busy, and it usually takes time for people, as they get older, to take the voting more seriously. I voted when I was 18. I unfortunately voted for John McCain. Ugh. I look back on the different options we've had over the years. The Republican Party has not done great. But, yeah, most young folks just don't take it that seriously. And honestly, they have a lot of life to live, and sometimes I don't blame certain people wanting to sit it out. They haven't seen enough. And it's very easy to get disappointed by politics when you're young.
True. If you're voting liberal, particularly.
Fair enough, yes.
Absolutely. It wouldn't be easy to get disillusioned. Well, guys, y'all keep it up. It's been interesting with Tuberville, though. Y'all had some kind of political authority on there a while back that was running Tuberville down and just disparaging him like he was almost an idiot or an imbecile or something.
Mm.
I mean, he couldn't do anything. I think he's, as the papers pointed out today, maybe the paper's right, who knows, the advertiser. But anyway, they were still predicting him to beat Sessions.
Oh, right. The poll that was conducted, I believe, by Signal with a C, Tuberville has 52% of the vote in that poll.
Yeah, I think we'll do well with Tuberville. This thing that gets me, though, is people are making an issue of him having problems in Florida.
Well, right.
You know, a lot of people have enough money to have a vacation place or whatever in Florida. So I don't understand the deal of having objection to him owning property in Florida. But he certainly can afford to do it. So anyway, I'm always going to find something wrong with anybody. I don't care.
I appreciate it, Bob. Really do. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cinderella. Hello, Cinderella.
Good morning, Joey. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Or is Jack your sidekick that is sometimes there?
Right.
I'm darn all right.
I think he's listening.
Good. Hey, Jack, you're listening.
Yeah, if you listen softly, folks, if everybody's very quiet for a second, you might hear in the distance, like, how you doing? Yeah, it's out there somewhere.
Yep. A couple of questions, not questions, but things I'd like to hear Tommy Tuberville address while he's on your show.
Okay.
And the gentleman before me broached one of those subjects, which is the property in Florida his vacation place or is it a permanent residence? Because Sessions is trying to allude to the fact that, you know, he actually homesteads in Florida. But I heard Tommy Tuberville when he was interviewed when we voted this last time, and he told the reporter, well, me and my son went and voted this morning. He was obviously here in Alabama.
Right.
So does he vote in Alabama? If so, where? Because I've heard that he lives on Lake Martin. So if he lives on Lake Martin, that's his homestead, he would be voting in that district there.
And I read an article earlier today, and I could pull it up, but he's had several places over the years. I think one of them was on the lake. He has a place in Auburn, and he did what Sessions is hitting him on is he did homestead the place in Florida for the 2018 fiscal year, and that was the only year he did that. I believe the house he now has in Auburn he bought in 2017. And so because in 18 that was his homestead, he registered to vote in Florida, and that midterm he voted in Florida. But, I mean, he's lived in Alabama a lot of his life, but I'll let him address it. I'm going to bring it up with him. There was actually a moment on election night, on Super Tuesday night, where he became very emotional when he was talking about traveling around the state and calling Alabama his home. So I want to dig into that a little bit, if he will allow me.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as far as what my opinion is with this race with Tuberville and Sessions, if that is all Sessions can find to go negatively against Tuberville, oh, well.
Right.
You know? Right. I mean, for real? Is that it? You know? So anybody that donates their salary the way that he's doing obviously has enough money to have a home anywhere he wants.
Right, and now you've got the backing of the president, too, so that doesn't hurt any.
Yes, yes, which I saw that coming anyway.
Yes, ma'am.
But anyway, I look forward to hearing him on your show, Joey. A great show.
Thank you, Cinderella. Really appreciate it.
Bye.
Have a good day. 272-9228, 272-9228. Again, folks, this hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. 40% off for the month of March for News and Views listener on all video transfers, not including films. But you have to call 279-6036, 279-6036, and tell them your News and Views listener to get that 40% off. Thank you to Dan Black and Dan Black Studios for being a great sponsor here of News and Views, this hour of News and Views. More News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark, when we come back.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Luke Ryan's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Luke Ryan. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbyluke.com today. That's acbyluke.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
84417.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time? And have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannyKingCleans.com and switch to Janie King, the king of clean, for a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums. Go to JannyKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10e for just $99, all on America's best networks for up to half the cost. No contract. Make that tax time money win all year long. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
The Navy Federal More Rewards American Express card transforms your everyday missions, so you can turn your commute fare,
next stop 8th Street,
into tickets for an awesome night out. And turn your grocery run into a trip to total relaxation. Get 3 times the points on supermarkets, restaurants, and on gas and transit. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Over to the Armed Forces, the DOD, Veterans, and their families, insured by NCUA. American Express is a registered service mark of American Express. Used by Navy Federal under license.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, closing out the first hour here. I personally have 8 hours to go. 2 hours left in the show, but 8 hours for me here. I apologize if you're already tired of my voice. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. We brought this to your attention yesterday as a possibility, but it is now, in fact, law in, of all places, Russia. You know, one of the bad things about strongman dictatorships and cults of personality is that when the strongman who has that cult of personality around him goes away and leaves, it leaves a power vacuum. There are other problems, of course, wrong with authoritarianism that are obvious. We could go into those, but that fragility of a transfer of power from the charismatic leader to somebody else is usually rough and tumble. And that was coming up for Russia with Putin no longer legally able to be president of the country. Well, Russia's parliament approved a constitutional, or several constitutional amendments backed by Putin that, among other changes, could allow him to remain in power until 2036 by resetting his presidential tenure after his current term ends in 2024. The question of what would happen at the end of Putin's current term really has loomed over Russia. So they propose sweeping constitutional changes. Russia's Duma, their legislature, applied the rubber stamp to in a 383-0 vote with 43 abstentions. Yeah, what a booming democracy over there in Russia. 383-0. Give me a break. It's like Emperor Palpatine over there. So, folks, it looks like we're going to be living with Vladimir Putin as the leader of Russia for decades to come. It shouldn't make anybody